O brother, where art thou? Will billionaire steel magnate Lakshmi Mittal bail out his little brother again? By Joseph Bullmore. The world's most expensive wedding was a quiet affair. The NDAs made sure of that. Still, with a ceremony spanning 3 days, 500 guests and half of Barcelona, certain details were bound to trickle out sooner or later. Like the six-tier wedding cake weighing in at £132, or the squadron of videographers deployed in helicopters to document the fun, or the 200 expert butlers, valets and waiters parachuted in from Thailand and India to serve the guests, or the horseback entrances, the musical fountains, the 2 Michelin-starred chef, the private hotels, the Dom Pérignon champagne, the commandeered national museums, the $25,000 shopping sprees, and of course, the bill. At some $60 million, it meant that Pramod Mittal, scion of the Mittal Steel dynasty, had bestowed upon his daughter Srishti the most extravagant nuptials in history. The only thing that had come close, in fact, was the wedding of Pramod's niece, Vanisha, the daughter of his brother Lakshmi Mittal, in 2004. A week-long bash culminating at the Palace of Versailles with fireworks launched from the Eiffel Tower and a private performance by Kylie Minogue. It cost a trifling $50 million, but we'll get to sibling rivalries later. At this precise moment in time, however, Pramod might be wishing he'd opted for a more conservative approach. The years since the 2013 Catalan extravaganza have not been kind to the steel magnate. Whereas his big brother Lakshmi, chairman and CEO of ArcelorMittal, the world's largest steelmaker, sits on an $8.7 billion fortune as the 19th richest man in the UK, Pramod's own recent journey has been banana skinned by arrest, hubris, ruinous debt, and apparent entanglements with organised crime. Last month at a High Court in the Strand, London, he was declared bankrupt, with debts of more than $165 million. Perhaps, on reflection, a 5-tier cake would have sufficed. The trouble for Pramod Mittal goes back to 2006 and an industrialised corner of rural Bosnia. The tycoon had signed on as a guarantor to the debts of Global Ispat Koksna Industria Lukovac, or GIKIL, a producer of coke, which is used in steelmaking. But after the financial crisis in 2008, GIKIL began to creak until it defaulted on $166 million of financing it owed to Stemcor, a prominent London-based steel trader, in 2013. Stemcor itself began to wobble a few months later, and by 2015 it had been totally overhauled, siloing off its non-trading assets, including Mittal's guarantee, into a company called Moorgate Industries. It was Moorgate who at last obtained the bankruptcy order from the courts, following years of attempts to recuperate the money owed. And so, the hot potato came to rest finally in Pramod Mittal's lap, where it has been seething ever since. The London Evening Standard reported that sources close to the situation claimed a deal had almost been reached several times, only for Pramod to repeatedly move the goalposts. The bankruptcy proceedings could not have come at a worse time for Pramod. In July of 2019, he was arrested in the Bosnian industrial town of Lukovac on suspicion of illegally funneling money from GIKIL to private accounts in an organised crime scheme. Pramod and the other senior board members, it seemed, had been outed by whistleblowers. Many alleged criminal acts were reported to the prosecutor's office by GIKIL employees, wrote the Sarajevo Times. Pramod was later released on a $1.2 million bail, and the investigation rumbles on. Just 2 months earlier, the tycoon had been on the hook for some $200 million owed to India's State Trading Corporation, following a decade-long feud with the body, according to the Economic Times. Again, a company Pramod has guaranteed, Global Steel Holdings, had gone into meltdown in the financial crash. That time, fortunately, his brother Lakshmi bailed him out, interest and all. In fact, some speculate that the only reason Pramod Mittal was able to sign off on such gargantuan guarantees in the first place was his proximity to his far richer and more financially stable brother. Lakshmi Mittal is unlikely to save his sibling a second time, however. They are no longer close and live separate lives, a source told the Times of London. Lakshmi does not see why he should be financially responsible for his brother. This debt has nothing to do with him. Brotherly love can only go so far, after all. Just ask the Barclay twins, those reclusive billionaire trophy hunters who recently came to blows over an apparent bugging case at the Ritz in London and a melee of Lear-grade succession wranglings. Or the Hinduja brothers, those once inseparable siblings in Britain's second richest family, whose guiding principle is that everything belongs to everyone and nothing belongs to anyone. A high court dispute has just been brought between them over a joint letter signed in 2014, which decreed that assets held in any single brother's name belong to all four. What's that old saying about blood being thicker than water? Because steel, oil, gold, bricks and mortar, these are much heavier still. The Mittal's own rift began apparently when Lakshmi carved his interest in the family steel concern into an independent company in the 1990s. Nicknamed the Carnegie of Calcutta, he quickly gained a reputation for aggressive takeovers and cunning deal-making, and his fortune soared. After the split, the brothers did not speak for 2 years. Lakshmi moved to London, where he hopped from the Bishop's Avenue in Hampstead, known as Billionaire's Row, to the even grander Kensington Palace Gardens, also known, confusingly, as Billionaire's Row, although multi-billionaire mews might be more accurate these days. Lakshmi's house, once owned by Formula One boss Bernie Eccleston and nicknamed the Taj Mahal, is valued at some $380 million. Compared with Pramod's footling, $21.5 million pile across Hyde Park in Mayfair, family fallouts so often come down to square footage. Success breeds contempt, too. The elephant in the room has long been that Lakshmi is far more talented and far better known than his younger brother. Where Lakshmi appears to turn steel into gold, Pramod prefers his alchemy in reverse. He takes gold and turns it consistently into ashes. One example saw the younger magnate purchase the Bulgarian champion football club CSKA Sofia in 2006, only to sell it 2 years later at a considerable loss. A source told the London Evening Standard, Lakshmi always remembers the deal is about money. Pramod seems to lose sight of that. He's more about saving face and having his eye on the longer game. But steel is a fast-moving world. There's no point trying to be too clever or strategic. Lawyers representing Pramod Mittal are pursuing an appeal to the High Court, claiming that a complex corporate matrix has led to the bankruptcy order. The firm representing Moorgate Industries, meanwhile, is confident of a lucrative settlement. Sources close to the case say that Lakshmi Mittal could still step in yet with another cash bailout, if only to preserve the family name. And names to this family are important. Lakshmi, it should be said, gets his from the Hindu goddess of prosperity. Pramod, meanwhile, means simply happiness. As the case rolls on, the younger brother may soon learn whether one is possible without the other. Joseph Bullmore is a contributing editor to Air Mail.